In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, here we are at the halfway point through the Dormition Fast, leading up to the fallen asleep in Christ of the Most Holy Theotokos, which we celebrate on August 15th. And during this period, we abstain from some of the richest and most satisfying foods, and we increase our prayer because we want to become more like this holy woman. She is not only the mother of Christ our Lord, but the first and the model Christian who received the Savior into her life in a unique way and stands as the example for all of us of what it is to be a Christian. And today, we also continue to celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, which we began to celebrate on Friday, really Thursday night, when the spiritual eyes of Peter, James, and John were opened to behold Christ's divine glory as much as they were humanly able. And also today, in the Gospel, we encounter three men who are deprived of their senses in one way or another. Sight and speech are perhaps some of the more important senses, the ones we rely on the most in our daily lives, the way we primarily interact with and understand the world around us. These are God-given abilities, primarily that we might come to understand Him by our sight and glorify Him by our speech. And these men that we encounter in the gospel today, as an indication of their sin, had been deprived of their sight or their speech and had a desire to be made whole. So first we encounter the two blind men who were following Christ, all the while calling out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And this term, "Son of David," was universally understood by the Jewish community at the time as a title of the Messiah. So this was not just talking about his genealogy, his lineage. But in doing so, he is calling out and proclaiming his faith in Christ as the Messiah and asking for him to have mercy. And unlike in many other cases where Christ immediately heals them or perhaps asks them a question and then heals them, Jesus ignored them for a time. We're told that they were following him on the road, and it wasn't until that they came into the house that Christ was going to. Then he turned and questioned them. "Do you believe that I can do these things?" He asked them, "Do you really have faith?" And at least my initial reaction to this, and perhaps some of yours, is, well, that's just mean. Here we have some men who are blind, perhaps stumbling through the road following Christ. And he makes them go the distance. But quite on the contrary. In Christ's mercy and love for them, he gave them this opportunity to demonstrate their faith in them. For when he got to the home and questioned them, he told them, "According to your faith, let it be done to you. According to this faith that you have now demonstrated." It was not just, "Oh, there's someone who might be able to help. Help me. Oh, no, you didn't help me. Okay, I'm going to ask the next person." No, they believed that this Christ, this Jesus, was the Christ. And so they followed him to the house. And it was that faith that he honored. The Lord showed them that faith should not be expected as a result of health, but rather that health should be a result of faith. The blind men saw because they believed. They did not believe because they were given sight. Christ also heals a third man in this gospel lesson. He was dumb. And for the kids, that does not mean stupid. It means that he was unable to speak. He was mute. And from this man, the Lord casts out the demon that caused his muteness and restored his ability to speak. Now, this man was a Gentile, which is why when all the people saw the miracle happen, they cried out, "Never has anything been seen like this in Israel." And also why the Pharisees then derided Christ, saying he casts out, or at least in their thoughts, he casts out demons by the prince of demons. St. Theophylact of Ohrid, in his commentary on this gospel lesson, calls these words, he casts out demons by the prince of demons. He calls these words the height of stupidity. For no demon casts out other demons. For how then did he heal diseases, forgive sins, and preach the kingdom? For the demon does just the opposite of these things. He brings on diseases and separates man from God. Now these men knew that faith is not a static thing. It is not something that we have and we stand still with, but it requires movement. It requires us to follow Christ to the house, always moving in his direction until our last breath. And we have this great example in our Narthex project that we're in the middle of currently. You may have seen the destruction firsthand yesterday or as you came in this morning. It's important that we, in our own lives, remove those areas that are deficient, that are failing, that are leaky and moldy. And it's important that we seek out healing and seek to make them whole. St. Paul makes it clear in his epistle to the Romans, which we heard today, that both Jewish and Gentiles are to come together with one voice to glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, there is no longer a dividing wall of hostility between the nations. Our patron encourages us. We who are strong ought to bear the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. If we do not bear the failings of the weak, we weaken ourselves in the temptation of judgment. And we raise ourselves up in self-righteousness, finding pleasure in our own opinions. And then in our pride, we become blind to our own sinfulness. Rather than pointing the finger at potentially weaker brethren, we are to come together in unity with Christ. Jew and Gentile, strong and the weak, all of us seeking to be made whole in Christ, joining together in the praise of God as full members of the household of faith. Christ restored sight and speech to many people throughout the Gospels. And the point of this was not just to emphasize the importance of speaking or seeing, but ultimately to call us to personal union with him, that the light of his presence might penetrate into the depths of our souls. And so as we go from the enlightenment of the Feast of Transfiguration towards the Dormition of the Theotokos, whose faith and intimacy with Christ we hope to emulate, let us live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that we with one voice glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.